Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
New Yorkers are following up on 1010 Winds' Juliet Papa's tough questions for Mayor de Blasio on gun violence this week. On his Honors Weekly radio show on WNYC, Brooklyn mother Nicole called in, asked the mayor what was being done after a terrifying daylight shooting that happened right after she parked her car near the Prospect Park parade grounds and sent her preschooler inside.
I'm happy my four-year-old got in the house, and they found bullet casings right by where I was standing. In addition to other places on the block, two bystanders were injured, although they were, I think, around the corner, so I didn't actually see them. I didn't actually see the people who were shot.
The mayor's response?
As a parent, I'm feeling what you're saying very deeply, and it must have been terrifying. And, a parent's first instinct, obviously, is anything to protect their children. So I'm very, very sorry you went through that, and I'm sure it was very upsetting.
But he quickly moved into the same comments he'd been making for months about the increase in violence stemming from a perfect storm, from the loss of jobs, closings of schools, and more, adding that this year will be very different. He had a similar response to sharp questions from 1010 Winds' own Juliet Papa earlier this week when she asked him why he wasn't going to neighborhoods to be supportive and say the violence won't be tolerated. De Blasio pointed to crime numbers pre-COVID and increasing gun arrests. Fighting a double toll. That's what two North Jersey congressmen say they're doing as they ask the Federal Department of Transportation to stop the city's congestion pricing plan. Last week, the city got approval to move ahead with the plan to make motorists pay a surcharge for driving below 61st Street. But the current plan presents a big problem for New Jersey drivers. It applies Lincoln and Holland tunnel fees, but not the toll for the GWB to the congestion pricing cost. Congressman Josh Gottheimer and Bill Pascrell say that is a huge hit and unfair. Gottheimer telling 1010 Winds New Jersey already pays more than its fair share.
We gave the federal government $14 billion through COVID to help the MTA, to help New York's public transit get through this tough time. That's in addition to the $1.5 billion a year that they get already. And now they want to turn around and say, hey, that's not good enough. Let's rip off New Jersey drivers. Let's rip off the commuters and take more from our hardworking families. It's insane.
The proposal would make New York City the first U.S. metro to use congestion pricing. Cities like London, Singapore, and Stockholm already have it. It is a big green light from Washington for that proposed twin rail tunnel under the Hudson.
After years of languishing during the Trump administration, Gateway is back on track.
It's not a huge surprise, but it's a very welcome announcement that they've got a clear date that they expect to be finished with the environmental impact statement.
Brian Fritch is the campaign manager for Build Gateway Now. He says the Biden administration is committed to the massive infrastructure project.
The tunnel alone will produce 17,000 jobs and over $19 billion in economic development.
Fritch says the next step is to hammer out a funding agreement between New York, New Jersey, and Washington. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
Mourning for DMX after word of the rapper's death in a White Plains hospital.
DMX died Friday, and the reaction on social media was almost immediate. Rapper Nas sending his love, calling DMX God's poet. Chingy telling his followers DMX was unique and inspiring. And Eve, who teamed up with the rapper in the 90s to form the group Rough Riders, posted on Instagram, "This world has lost a real one, but the heavens have gained an angel." DMX was also an actor and had praise pouring in from Hollywood. Jet Li tweeting, "It was an honor to work and get to know you," and Viola Davis saying, "Rest in peace. I pray for the comfort of your children and loved ones." DMX, whose real name was Earl Simmons, was 50.
That is correspondent Monica Ricks reporting. The fight between the Staten Island bar and the city over coronavirus restrictions wears on. Sheriff's deputies served the owner and manager of Max Pub with criminal summonses yesterday. The Advance reports the owner promptly ripped him up and tossed him at the deputies. Owner Kevin McElarney.
You guys lost. Are you going to come after me now 3 months later?
I have three of them.
Just following orders?
Yeah, it wasn't for disorderly conduct.
Give up your paycheck.
Violation of...
Let me ask you. Are you willing to give up your paycheck?
No, not observing an order.
Are you willing to give up your paycheck?
Issued. This is all part of a continuing legal battle.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.